Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Something very bad just happened. Now it looks normal again. I was being really weird, and then I hit a button. And
just deleted the podcast.
Guys, we only missed a little bit of an intro.
I mean, but we were like rolling along, and then you just like clicked enter really fast, and it just deleted. And then we just stared at each other.
Why does it look so big now? I do not know how to do sound. I'm so over. Does anyone want to work sound our podcast? Does anyone out there want to work sound?
Don't stop pressing buttons.
I want to know
what turns you on.
No, Bree, I just want to start over. Bree, what do you do in your office every week that makes everyone really happy?
I watch memes. Oh, what do I do?
You didn't get my lead in.
No, I didn't. Okay, ask me again.
I would like to know what you do in your office that like just everyone loves, and maybe you can share with us.
Yeah, okay. So
great lead in. Oh my God, I hate myself.
So every day in my office, I do... Continue.
Let me guess.
Do you know what I do?
Let me guess. Whoa.
My boob almost just came out of my top.
This is a good cold open. I like it.
Okay. So every day I do a word of the day. It has nothing to do with my job because I work in a chiropractic office.
Oh, yes.
I've already told this, but we deleted it. So anyway, the word of the day today, which was actually the word of the day yesterday, but I really liked it. And I'm going to tell you guys, it's a noun, and it's razzmatazz.
It's a great, great noun.
And so these
tell
are...
Tell us about it. This is the definition. I wasn't listening well enough the first time.
Yeah, the first one is a confusing or colorful, often gaudy action or display. Razzle dazzle. The second is inflated, involved, and often deliberately ambiguous language. Double talk. And then the third is vimzing. I don't really know what that
means. Wait, read the second one to me again.
Inflated, involved, and often deliberately ambiguous language. Double talk. So we were saying that we were going to try and use this word
in this episode.
And
which I think we should just let it, since we have a second go around.
Yeah.
Let's just let it happen when it happens.
Yeah. Okay.
This is a much better intro. Starts with us hissing and cackling.
Yeah. Just cackle.
Yep.
So,
and then my weekend was so boring. This is actually great editing because no one actually needs to hear about the fact that I did nothing this weekend. That's all I talked about. This is great. Oh, I was about to say that I am not sponsored by them. Oh, I have so many thoughts.
Okay.
I bought like some Glossier mm-hmm. products, and I had this amazing face
mask. Isn't that on like an ad on Facebook?
Yeah, and they sucked me in, and it's amazing.
I'm
wearing their makeup right now. It probably came off because I've been touching my face.
Well, no, it looks great.
I have like blush on and eyebrow stuff and like a little bit of a highlighter, like yeah. On my cheek.
Oh, but should I get a highlighter?
You should. We should. But okay, I bought this amazing face mask.
Okay.
And it's...
Why aren't we having it on our face?
That's like thoughts I had.
Yeah.
And so it's so... It like feels like your face is in an ice cube the whole time.
Oh, I like that feeling.
For the whole 20 minutes. It's not like it's like that in the beginning and then it dies off. Like it felt so amazing. I wanted to like live with it on my face.
I have this really good mask that Reva sent to me. Reva was on the podcast. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She lives out in Portland. She's an esthetician. She sent me this pumpkin face mask, which is hilarious because that's so basic right now.
Does it smell like pumpkin?
Yeah. And it's orange like pumpkin. No, but it's super tingly and lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. I am going to become a frequent mask doer.
Like, yeah, I try and do them like 3 times a week.
That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. It's good for your skin.
Yep. So the one I got is like a detoxifying one.
You know what you should do? You should mix it up. So like do a detoxifying and like
the hydrating one.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I could have bought the 2-pack, but it was like obviously more expensive. So I just picked out one, but I think I'm going to go back now and order the moisturizing one.
I think, because it will be good for your skin.
Ooh, and I got this stuff that you put on your skin. It's like a serum.
Mm-hmm.
And the one I got, I was shopping when I was hungover. And
always the best time to shop.
And it like talks about how it's called like Super Bounce, and it's supposed to like re-plump up your face, and like if it's dehydrated, it like will help it moisturize. And so it was like, if you're hungover, this will help make you look back to normal. And I was like, great,
I'm buying this. I want you all to know that my coworker on Friday told me my face looked bloaty and what was it? Swollen.
It was Thursday. We drank for Game of Thrones, but not that much.
No, I thought that was Tuesday.
Oh, you're right. That was Tuesday.
I think I just danced to Hamilton till like 1:30 in the morning by myself.
A classic Thursday night.
I just tend to do that. My last week was a blur because I was like, I should go to bed. And then like, I'd be like, one more song by myself until 1:30 in the morning with Hamilton.
It's so easy to do.
And then I'd be like, I won't feel bad in the morning. I'm having a great time. Like, enjoy life. And then like,
how'd you feel every
7 o'clock would hit and I'd be like, what the fuck did I do last night? Like, why did I do this?
Yeah. I have been feeling not great either. Wait, I just thought of an idea.
Okay.
This is for both of us. For when either A, I have to pee, or fill up the wine, or fix the sound, or cough,
or delete.
We should have a hand signal.
Okay.
We should come up with this now.
So we can cough? Air.
So what's the one, like, we need to have one for just like, hey, pause it. But let's not talk about pausing it.
Like, cut the neck.
Okay, yeah. Like, we'll slit the throat. Like, yeah. Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
What? And then we can do, like, a stab in the back of the head.
But what is that? Should that always just be the one?
Yeah, just that should just be it.
Like, okay.
Yeah. On the podcast, I like, Unqualified, Sim, the, like, producer guy, will do this, like, finger like this, like, for wrap it up.
Yeah.
And Anna always goes, wait, what's that mean, Sim? Why are you doing that finger? Am I talking too long? Like, he tries to do it so that, like, she doesn't say anything about it and does it naturally, but every time she brings it up. And it
Which is funny. It's their ongoing joke.
So maybe I'll be like, wait, what? Is your neck itchy? What?
No, I'm really meaning this.
Is someone behind me?
No, I'm really meaning this.
We're back. We don't know what happened.
I'm eating a cookie.
That's a cool what happened. Cookie.
Do you want to hear about my weekend?
I do.
I went to the opera.
Amazing.
On a date.
Oh my god.
With a really lovely human.
Oh my god.
That's all I'll say.
I can't even ask questions.
It was really lovely. So
shout out to the person listening.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, thanks.
You had a lovely time.
Mm-hmm. It's really great.
Guys, we'll update you sometime.
Mm-hmm.
What was the opera about? Could you even tell?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I always feel.
Well, I'd never been to the opera before. And they have, screen at the top that translates it.
Oh.
Which is really nice.
Because what language are they singing in?
I think this was Italian.
Okay.
It was Rigoletto. And there's a...
Does that mean regal?
That was the character's name. Oh. He's a hunchback. Oh. And, yep. And then...
Was it a real hunchback?
No.
Or just like a man?
It was like a man in like a shoe thing.
How did he sing with that posture?
I don't know. You know, there were a couple moments where like they were like walking around doing things that I was like, damn, these are very incredible artists that they can like sing in this position.
Right. I can do one or the other.
Yeah. There was a duke, and he was my favorite, and he had a beautiful voice, and yeah, it was really, really cool. It was really cool to do something like that. I felt very fancy.
Isn't it weird, too? Like, we actually went to, like, a opera show in Italy, where they...
You did?
It wasn't like a... There was no acting involved, really. It was, like, a short concert,
mm-hmm.
doing pieces of someone I wish I could remember. I have it on tape somewhere, but it was in, like, a church,
mm-hmm.
which, of course... sounded amazing. Incredible.
The acoustics.
Yeah, there was no mics or anything. It was all just... Mm-hmm. And you, like, watch it, and then you get, like, dazed by it. And then you forget that those are real people singing.
Yeah.
Because it sounds so...
Like, legit.
Yeah, it sounds, like, really weird. So you get in that weird, like, autopilot mode.
Yeah.
And then I have to, like, be like, oh, my God, that's a person making those noises right now.
Yeah, which is... And, like, the breath support and how long they can hold out notes and, yeah, like, the harmonies. And, yeah, it's just... It's crazy. Anytime you, like, see someone perform, mm-hmm, or even, like, see a piece of art, it's just like, holy shit. Like,
right.
Someone created that. You, yeah, know? And then you think about what you do. Well, you're an artist. You take photos.
Yeah, and, like, but it's not the opera.
But I, like, sit and, like, click, clack, right, on my computer. Oh, great.
You are the best friend that I've ever had.
Is that my role?
You have the best conversation.
That's pretty creative.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I could go on.
I wrote fan fiction, so...
Yeah, we need to read that.
Oh, I really need to bring that on. Next episode, I'll read an excerpt from my fan fiction.
Perfect. Isn't it about Orlando Bloom?
Yeah, there's two of them.
The other time that I've been in that moment where I'm, like, watching something but don't realize I'm, you know, was when I saw the, like, they show the Harry Potter movie, but the orchestra played the score. Really,
yeah, yeah.
And I, like, just kept watching the movie, and I'd be like, holy shit, real people are playing music. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when we go see Hamilton again together.
We have to go, dude. I can't stop.
You need to start putting, like,
money
away. $20 away every week.
But.
What are you doing to your cookie?
It into four tiny pieces. I don't know.
$20 a week.
Yeah, but that $20 could also go to, like, paying off my debt that I have.
True.
No, but you're right. I'll start a Hamilton account. And can I, like, title it Hamilton?
Yeah, probably.
This is my Chase checking account titled Hamilton. Yeah.
I'm sure you could. Mine's named after what I wanted to biz checking.
Oh, you can name your accounts?
I think. Maybe I did. Maybe just because it's a business checking account. But that's what I use. All right. I'm going to pretend that didn't happen.
That's exactly what I wanted to name it.
I did. It's like abbreviated bus checking.
I love abbreviations.
Oh, my goodness.
Good. I love that we're podcasting eating cookies.
I know. The sound is probably terrible.
I love it. This is who we truly are.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
Yeah, dude. Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
That's the name of the episode.
Yeah.
You are Mrs. Larson.
I know.
You guys.
Okay, shotgun workup.
Okay. I just want to talk about that so bad. Okay. Guitar dude who lost his finger and smokes.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Larson, who's 78.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we found her out, yep, her age. Okay.
Professional eater, don't know her name, don't want to try to pronounce it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Naomi Klein, who was the heart and brain or whatever, tumor. What's that? What was pumping through her veins that made her?
Serotonin.
Serotonin, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sertraline is an anti-anxiety medication that my dog takes.
What is?
Sertraline, that's what I was about to say.
Does it do something with serotonin? Or you just got the names mixed
that's
up.
That's just, I got the names mixed up. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's our shotgun workout. And, like, sort of Bailey?
Sort of, kind of. There were a lot of patients.
Yeah, a little. Some felt much. Some felt pointless.
Yeah, I kind of all of them, but.
Like Naomi's one.
Yeah, I really didn't see the point in that at all, but. Well, I guess maybe about lying. Like, she's not lying, but her body is lying to her. Yeah.
Damn it.
Fuck.
What about professional eater? Oh, Alex, like, overcoming his not wanting to punch someone?
Well, and also her coach lying to her.
Oh. And then guitar dude about the cigarettes?
He lied saying he didn't smoke.
Right.
It's all about lying.
What about Mrs. Larson? Sweet.
She lied about her daughter. Yeah. Yeah. All of them were lying.
Because it fucking started out saying every patient is a liar.
Yeah.
Okay. So we get it, Shonda.
Got it.
Okay. My first note isn't good. It's a story
that
it made me think of. But what's your first note?
Well, mine is just quick. I just said, yeah. I love how Christina and Meredith talk. They don't answer any of each other's questions. They just kind of like talk over each other, and I love it. And they do that throughout all of the seasons. Mm-hmm. I love their banter that they have.
I think I like this episode a lot because it had a lot of Christina Meredith.
I agree.
So my note is, and I don't know who says this now. I should have been more clear in my notes. Someone right away, it might be Christina or Meredith when they're talking, says whatever. I think it's like Meredith, like Christina's like, I did tell them. Like, they're lying to each other about what they said. And I think Meredith just goes like, whatever. And my grandma, my dad's mom, used to always like, A, if you were like talking about things she didn't really know what you're talking about or didn't care, or like complaining about something that wasn't really important, she would just say over the phone, because we always talked on the phone, would just be like, whatever. Like, it was either A, she didn't hear you, and so that was just her response, or B, like, she really was just like, I don't have time to care about that.
I really don't care.
My dad has recently like started saying that, because we've talked about it. Like, he said it once and I was like, oh my God, you're like your mother.
Yeah.
But now, like, whenever I'm like complaining about something or blah, 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 and whatever, he's just like, whatever. And it's like he's owned it now.
Yeah.
So now he like, it's really sweet. And now he says it all the time. But, like, he said it, he texted it to me the other night when I didn't have plans, and he just goes, whatever. I should actually get my phone, but it was basically our conversation. I was like, I said, what you doing? Because I wanted to hang out. And he was like, hanging with your brother, you. And I said, all by myself. And then he didn't respond for a while. And then he said, go green, because the game was on. And I sent a photo of Kristen and I watching the game. And he goes, good. I'm glad you found some friends. And that was the extent of our conversation. So, sorry, that was a big tangent. But
that's amazing.
Whatever.
Whatever. I'm going to start saying that.
All right.
So, where do we want to go from here?
Would you choose George or dog?
I hesitated.
Yeah, I know. I wrote, would I choose McCoy or Jake?
You would choose McCoy or Jake. It's hard.
But it would be really sad.
It would be. Well, she ultimately ends up in the end, she chooses George. But in the beginning...
I know, but you'd hesitate.
Yeah, it would be like...
Marge or some dude you like.
Yeah. That would be really, really hard.
Yeah.
I've been with Marge for 7 years.
Because it's not that you're getting rid of the human, it's that you're getting rid of the animal. Like,
yeah.
Like that.
But like, that's actually a serious question, because sometimes you date people who are allergic to cats or allergic to dogs, or like, you know, this is because this dog is a hellion, but like, or like you hear about like, you get married and then you have a baby and the animal doesn't deal well with the baby, and it's, you have sad. To like get rid of your first baby.
Right.
Ugh. That's just, I can't.
Would you'd be like with Marge, you'd be like, well,
I give to Marge start, to my parents.
No, you'd have to be like, we'll have to start dating in 12 years when she dies because cats live forever. At least McCoy, not at least, I don't want to actually say that, but dogs don't have quite as long of a span.
Right. But I would probably just give Marge to someone. I think I would, like, grieve it, and then I would give Marge to someone where I would see her often. Like, kind of like what Meredith did, like, have visiting rights.
We'd probably give McCoy to Jake's parents.
Yeah, I would give Marge to my parents.
Oh, I don't like thinking about that.
I know, isn't it just terrifying?
I hate this. Can we change the topic?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about Miss Larson. She was first.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, this woman is lovely.
She's so
lovely. She gave me GGBs, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
So much. But, like, right away... we both looked at each other and I said, this is you. And you said, this is me. Her hair is just like done up in a way that Brie will sometimes do her hair.
Yep. Often.
She like had great makeup on. She had her shirt pulled over her shoulders, which Brie is currently wearing.
Yep.
And then the fucking cake topper of this whole thing was when it panned out and over Miss Larson's lamp was like a fabric, like a doily.
Like a scarf.
A scarf, yes. And that is what Brie has all over her house.
All
every
through
lamp.
All through my apartment. Mm-hmm. I like dim lighting.
It was also amazing because first they said, I bet she uses vintage decor.
Yeah.
And then literally it panned out. It was just one of those moments where it was so amazing and perfect.
Well, and it started with you don't see her yet, but you just hear her singing Stormy Weather. And then that was when Abby was like, this is you. Just like in a hospital singing obnoxiously. And then like all done up, like... Super done up. I mean, I'm not always done
up. No, you're
up,
not. But if you were, that's what that you'd go for.
That is exactly what
minus
I would look like.
Minus 50 years.
Yeah, and then I would have like my just shoulders out and like flirting with all of the people. And,
Irish.
And she had her nails were long and red and pretty, which I go through phases of that. And
it was so awesome.
It was me. It was my, it reminds me of, so my, I have my grandmother, rest in peace, Patsy. God bless her.
Yeah.
My family always makes this ongoing joke that I am Patsy because she had like all Victorian stuff in her house and like crystal things and I don't, she had bleach blonde hair. Like till the day she died, she wore fur coats and like leopard print, like just had a certain type of flair, which I, eclectic, which I do as well. And I went shopping with my mom yesterday and I got my hair done on Friday and it's super blonde right now. It's like platinum blonde. And my mom was like, Catherine saw the photo of your hair and she said, every time I see Brie, she reminds me more and more of Patsy. And I was like, oh no, because by the end, Patsy, all she did was just walk around in nightgowns. And I was like, I'm on that track. I'm almost there. And she was also a little kind of crazy, so I brought it up to Catherine. She was like, Mom, you weren't supposed to tell Brie that. But Patsy reminds me a lot of Miss Larson. Yeah.
Which I would say you have a strain of that.
Yeah, I'm not always that.
No, but that is could be an alter ego of yours.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. It's fun to dive into that
shit. She was incredible.
Yeah, like, and her, I mean, do we just want to talk about her?
Yeah, let's talk about her.
It's,
I missed the part where she talked about living with her daughter. I must have like blinked.
Well, that was like in the beginning. That's why she didn't want to leave the hospital because she was waiting for her room to be ready at her daughter's.
Right, right. Okay, okay.
And then there actually wasn't a room.
Which, first of all, good casting on the daughter. Looked
exactly the same. But I mean, there's really not much about the character besides she was super eclectic and cool and whatever. But at the end was the part that really just made your heart hurt a little bit. When she said that nursing homes are for old people and she knows she's elderly, but she doesn't want to become old. And it's like, yes, you have such a free young spirit. And I really believe that, like, that is a choice and you can carry that through life. Like, yes, you become elderly, but you don't have to be old. You can always be young if you want.
It was so heartbreaking too, because that happens a lot where people have to like put their relatives into nursing home, and it just broke my heart. And I loved her, like, she was such a good actress. She had like those the wet under eye, like hardcore, and it just I can't even imagine. I feel like George, again, perfect placement of George with this patient. Yes. And I just loved her speech she gave him where she said that, like, you fight. Like, you are worth more than a dog. Like, you don't let that happen to you, whatever. And, like, she held his hand and then he kissed it. And I love that she called him Irish. Irish. She said it in such a weird way. And it was just, like, really amazing. And then I had GGBs.
She's one of my favorite characters, I think. Because when I heard her sing and you didn't see her yet, I was I remember her.
And again, I keep bringing up my dad, but my dad, his grandma, Arlie, she was like, they were really close because his whole family moved to Florida except him when he was 18. So he was in charge of taking care of his grandma pretty much. And there was a time when he had to put her into a home and he had to do it by himself, which to this day, I can't even believe that like his parents didn't help him. So he was like in his 20s and had to pack up his grandma's stuff and do it. And this is when my mom and him were seeing each other. And, like, it was just heartbreaking because she just, no, Tommy, no, don't leave me here. Like, it was horrible. Like, it was that experience. And it was just, oh, and I can't even imagine.
It's terrible. I mean, we went through it with my grandpa and my mom being the oldest, kind of. My mom and her brother made a lot of the choices and stuff. But, yeah, it was just, it's, luckily, my father's parents, they never went into a home.
Yeah.
They, like, passed in their home. But, like, it scares me thinking about my parents having to do that. But then at some point, we're going to be there. Like,
that's what I mean. Yeah. And, like, that's what's... And they... I mean, like, my parents jokingly always say to me still, like, whatever you do, don't put me... You know what I mean?
In a home?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I have no control.
So you can't come live with me. Because you drive me crazy.
But, oh, I just picture that and it just makes me so sad.
Yeah.
Ugh. But, I'm done.
Yeah, done with this.
But I had GGBs, was my point.
Yeah, which we haven't had in a while.
No, and
it's good to feel them again.
I was amazed, too. Like, you think of shows like Law and Order and all these things where there are characters that come in for one episode and then you never see them again.
Mm-hmm.
But Grey's, to me, is one of the only shows that successfully makes you care for characters that you only meet for 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
And if you add up the time that they're actually on air, it's probably like 9 minutes.
Yeah, max. And you like really, because they have these great like monologues and like
yeah.
sad tumor stories and then they die.
Or... That was such a good tumor. Or, no, it wasn't a tumor.
That was such like a good tumor
story. No, that was such a good speech she gave.
Yeah.
I just loved it.
Yeah, I really, really liked her character. And I can't wait to be her when I'm that
age. Can I be her too?
Sure.
Oh my God, my tattooed eyebrows are going to be gone. I'm just going to have no eyebrows.
I'll put on my fake lashes and I'll continue to bleach my hair and...
You'll have the hair where it's like it's see-through, like you can see their scalp, but what's there is bleached.
Yeah, that will be me. And I'll still be young.
Perfect.
One of my notes is, Georgia's such an ugg. What does that mean?
Because he doesn't look cute?
I don't know.
Why did I write talk about the scrubs? It's in the beginning. What happened with scrubs?
I have no idea. Why is Derek sewing fingers on? He's a neurosurgeon. They should have a hand doctor. The hand is one of the most like intense, difficult things.
Maybe it's similar to the brain.
Nope. I think there are hand specialists. Like the hand.
We've never seen one on the show though.
A hand specialist?
Yeah.
No, I know.
So maybe they just were like, neuro, tendons, brain.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
Arteries and shit, you know?
I'm just saying.
I know. It's probably going to be in the goofs. Be like, Derek would never have performed this.
No, because like the hand is like, it's so intense.
There was a note I had. Derek must have said, all done. I think he said it to Meredith right in the beginning. And I wrote, is this what Derek says after sex? He like looked at Meredith and was like, all done.
I can't. Oh no. It was when he was taking her blood.
Oh, yeah. And he was like weirdly staring at
and
her.
And it like kind of felt sexual.
Goes, yeah. All done.
Yeah. That's probably what right. After he finishes.
That's what he says. Really yeah. pleasantly.
And then Meredith rolls over and cries. Stop saying that.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah. Why did I write talk about the scrubs? Oh, that was, Miss Larson's scrubs being...
Oh, like her... Yeah.
Talked about it.
I already did it.
Okay, should we talk about Derek and Christina?
Yes, I really want to get into this.
Okay.
I said, Christina fucking telling Derek off. And then I went, Twisted Sisters. Because yes. Christina is so on Meredith's side.
Yeah. I wrote, Christina called him out. Derek is a dick.
Yeah. I mean.
He just like, I love that she I like moments where, okay, so Christina and Meredith don't like outrightly are like weird and mushy gushy to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But when they do things like this, that's like a true friendship.
Well, yeah, they can just see through each other's bullshit and they can see.
She's so concerned about her.
Well, yeah, and she can, like, privately, because you know that Meredith is not going to stick up for herself at this point right. with Derek. And so she has to advocate
right.
for Meredith, and she does. And it doesn't matter that it's her boss in attending. She's pretty much like, fuck you, Derek. Like, stop fucking with my best friend.
I love that in the elevator. She goes, we're in an elevator. This is your specialty. Right now, you're just McDreamy, and I'm Christina.
Yeah.
It was, like, amazing. Yes.
And you asked me, would you do that for me, and I was like, fuck, yeah, I would. I think I've done that for friends, where you just, you're like, knock it off.
Yeah.
Like, she's so fragile, and she's trying to put herself back together, and she bought a dog she can't keep.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, just stop, like, coming around with your McDreamy eyes, and, like, just, it feels very selfish.
Yeah, it would, and he's like, I can be friendly, which, like... You know that's not his intentions.
No, it's not.
I just love that she called him out and that she didn't care for a second that he was her boss. Like,
yeah.
I love that moment so much.
Speaking with, like, to this whole relationship issue with Meredith and Derek and then, like, the bringing the dog back in, I understand, like, Derek has a lot of land. But isn't it weird that Meredith asked Derek to take the dog and Addison seems super cool with it? Like,
well, I think that because he kept saying they like really overdid it about, I like dogs, like his phrase about that. So yeah. I think like she just, it might've been the only option. I don't know.
I know why they put it there, but I just kind of like to bring it up because like if I had a dog that I had to get rid of, I would not ask my
ex. But she's in love with him.
Boyfriend. That's true. You know I what probably I mean? Would. You're yeah. right.
So
just a reason to talk and then be able to spend time
exactly.
together.
Exactly. And yeah. like, it's just a dog, but yeah. it's not. It's more than a dog.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. I love that. I love anything with Christina Meredith.
Yeah, their friendship is something I aim for. And sometimes you just, like, don't have to talk super deep about shit. Like, I love those friendships where you just, like, kind of understand each other and you can kind of, like, skirt around things and be like, I'm actually not going to be completely direct about this because you just know. You just know. And I don't want to have to say it, so.
Yeah, I loved it and I feel like it put Derek in his place a little bit, but I don't think it stopped him.
No.
He's gunning for it.
Yeah. Krep finally got the results of his boards.
And none of us are surprised he passed.
We know he's continued on through this, so.
He's actually been not a doctor all these
this whole time.
Yeah, I thought that was, what I liked about the storyline with Alex, which we can talk about the eating person in a second, but was that Izzy was supporting him, but not being too overbearing. And she like knew in that moment when he went out to go like talk to the eating trainer, which he was definitely gonna like punch him in the face, that to me, I liked that she went out and like stopped Alex from doing that because I feel like no one else could have really done that.
Mm-hmm. And I agreed. Maybe Meredith.
Yeah. And she did it in a way that was like just very direct and like, don't fuck this up.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like she did it because she still cares about him. I think.
Totally agree.
And one of my notes was, why does Alex have so many hot dogs? But that was answered quickly.
Oh my God. The fucking eating.
Okay.
Contest.
That was an amazing scene.
Yeah. There is some image of something on the internet of Christina shoving two hot dogs in her mouth. And I'm like, that's my spirit animal.
Do you think her doing
that's my totem animal.
Okay. Like, how do you think they feel? How many outtakes do you think happened whilst that?
We should, after this, we should
Google
look and
it?
See if
I
there's
there
any
is.
Bloopers of that.
Because first of all, how do you take the note that says you're going to take two hot dogs, put them both in your mouth,
yeah,
and chomp
and
on them?
Nom, 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 nom,
also,
nom, nom.
Only Christina could do that in a way that didn't even look sexual.
No, it didn't at all. And also, just I love that there was like this agreement. I love how Grace does this, and it's just comedic relief, but there's like no like build up to it. And they like all sit down in the cafeteria and they all freak out. They're like, Izzy, time us, you know? And then you're like, you know what's going to happen. But like, I love to think about like, when did they all get together and be like, 12 o'clock eating contest, hot dogs by five of them. Like, when did they all do that?
And I think you're right about comedic timing. It's funnier because we didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
And it just goes, it just happens.
And then Meredith and Izzy are just talking while it's all happening. Like, this is very normal for them to be some, competition going
also
on.
The best to me was that, like, of course Christina is doing it the most scientific way.
Oh, yeah.
She's eating the hot dog and then getting the bun wet and shoving that. And then all the others are just, like, shoving it in their mouth. We all knew George wasn't going to win.
No. Just
so just gross.
Chip monkey. We talked about maybe you and I videoing us doing...
Is that something you guys would like to see?
It would be really funny. I think we'd only do two, but it could be very funny.
I think
funny.
The thing that would make me most upset about it is not enjoying the two hot dogs.
True.
If I'm being real, like,
yeah,
I would be really pissed if they were gone in 2 minutes and I mean,
I'm kind of looking forward to it.
But I would be so sad that, like, to me, like, part of the joy of me eating is enjoying it when it's happening. And
yeah.
It would just be gone. You ever eat something while you're watching TV and, like, don't realize that all of a sudden you're gone and you're like, wait, I didn't even appreciate
you
it.
You want to know what my saddest moment is? Is when I'm eating something and searching on Netflix and my food is gone before I even hit play on something. I'm like, God damn it.
That's the worst.
Yeah. And then I just sit sad watching.
That's
and then
usually when I go get a snack and that I don't need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay. So we can get into this patient of... I wrote, eating is a sport. Of course it is. I play sports every goddamn day.
Every goddamn day. Mm-hmm. I wrote hiccups and grays are not a good sign.
No, never.
This is the first time, but
there will be another. More. Yeah.
Don't ever get the hiccups. Now I worry when I get them.
Do you really?
Sometimes I'm like, I'm going to die.
Well, you might. Well, yeah. We're all going to die.
I know.
At some point.
But yeah, so whatever. She ate too many hot dogs. Her esophagus tore. Her coach was a dick. She ate too many. There wasn't a translator. He didn't tell her what was wrong. She went in and it ripped in half.
And that's pretty much all we have to say about this.
Yeah. I mean, like, Bailey was her doctor and was just, like, tired and over it.
Yeah, because Bailey
is 47 weeks pregnant.
Love that line.
That was 47 months. She said 47 months pregnant.
Yeah, I know. I'm 47 months pregnant.
Which I'm sure when you are, like, my friend right now is 40 weeks, and I'm sure she feels 47 months.
My sister having twins, like, she's just ready to be done. She has almost a month left.
Do you think it gets so uncomfortable that you then don't care about having to give birth? Like, that part isn't as scary anymore because you just want it to happen?
I think there has to at some point be a tipping point.
Yeah.
But I do think also it would still be scary. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll let you know when I get pregnant sometime. We can talk about it. Hopefully that's not any time
soon. We need to have Rachel on before...
She'll never be able to come.
For 18 years.
Yeah, because she's going to have two
babies. The show might be done by then.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
We're going to be Mrs. Larson's age by the time.
You know, that's not true because we decided that, like, the babies will stay home with Adam and she'll come drink wine.
Oh.
Once they're delivered.
Oh, okay, perfect.
So it will be totally fine.
Okay, can we talk about Bailey? Because we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Bailey teaching moment.
Best teaching moment. Yeah.
In the elevator to everyone.
Just like... hits her foot on the elevator door, opens back up. Did you see the intern's faces? It's like, would have been this great screenshot of just like, they were all like, Christina was like, like pulled away and they all just look super shocked on their face.
Let me see if that line is there, but I know a portion of it was, I know everything.
Yeah.
I will return.
Yeah. Because Bailey is put on bed rest, which we kind of assumed was coming in this episode.
Yeah.
Because she's having Braxton Hicks and they're just, you know, that she needs to cool it. She's a fucking surgeon. Like,
okay, I found the quote.
Okay, go ahead.
I may be 47 months pregnant. I may be on bed rest. I may not be able to see my own feet, but I am Dr. Bailey. I hear everything. I know everything. I'm watching each and every one of you and I will return.
So good.
That is such an amazing.
Epic. And I will return.
Yeah, and she will.
She will.
That's an incredible line.
Yeah. And we were talking when she delivered that. We were like, there has not been one episode that has passed that we haven't had a Bailey teaching moment.
No, it's like the continuing factor.
Yeah.
I feel like the only time it might stop is if there's an episode where later on, like in the seasons when they don't have certain characters in it.
Yeah, or if she's not in it. I feel like maybe for a second she'll probably go on like maternity leave or something.
Yeah.
She won't be around.
Which I'm excited. That means she has her baby this season, like real soon.
Yeah, baby's coming in hot.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Smoking guy.
Yeah, I liked that Christina like let him have
his last
cigarette. I thought that was like a pleasant moment for him.
Yep.
And I liked that she, again, it was like defying Shepherd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he seemed really irritated with her. But like, I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah. There wasn't much about him.
Oh, also Burke asking Meredith to come over for dinner. LOL.
And Meredith not knowing what to say. And then when Meredith brings it up to Christina, she's like, ew, I would never have you over to dinner.
No, like, no, absolutely not.
That would be weird. And then she says something like that. There's a great chief moment when he looks at the board, which is completely packed. And he just goes, that's a beautiful board. We both died laughing, which tells me we have the same
great board,
weird,
chief.
Weird sense of humor.
That's a beautiful board.
That's a beautiful board.
Who says shit like that? Fucking chiefs do. When he goes, you're all a bunch of arrogant surgeons. You are too, chief.
Yeah. He never groups himself in with them.
No.
And this time it got himself totally fucked.
Because nurses are on strike.
In 10 days.
In 10. Wait. Yeah, that's what it said. Do people usually do that?
A notice, probably, so you can, like, figure out your shit.
Or you can, like, give them what they want. Like, yeah. Either you give us what we want, or in 10 days we're striking.
Which means, do you think the next episode will happen in 10 days?
Yeah, I bet they'll be striking okay. next episode.
Yeah, so what do you do if your nurses are... Your nurses do all of the shit you can.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
They're gonna be fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they deserve what they need or want. I don't... What do they want?
They want... They're working too many hours, I think.
Oh, so they want more nurses hired.
That or probably, like... Yeah, I bet that. Not more pay. I mean, maybe more pay. But... Because she kept saying, like, there's too many surgeries. Look at this board. It's a great board.
Yeah, it's a great board.
It's a beautiful board.
Beautiful.
I love Chief because he's oblivious as fuck about everything.
Oh, yeah. She even, like, slams... This nurse slams a notice, like, why does she do that when he's in surgery, too?
But yeah. It's like, don't mind the body that he's working
in. Yeah, like, there's shit going on.
Also, like, Chief is so oblivious, too, like, when George... Remember early on when he has... Oh, sorry. Yawn coming in hot. When he has a...
I don't know what that was.
You, like, empathized for my having to clear my throat and did this weird laugh. Chief has George, like, investigate everyone because he doesn't know he wants to know what's going on in the hospital. Like, he's Chief and knows nothing. Yeah, he's not aware of anything, but I love him.
I love...
God, I'm sorry if you have to hear all of this.
They're choosing to...
Should listen. We just end it?
If you have to. If someone is... forcing you to listen to this.
Just end it.
Just end me.
I had another note. It's later, though. And we noticed this the whole... Well, do you have anything else to say about Chief and the nurse strike?
No, not really.
Okay. The focus was off the entire episode. And it wasn't my Netflix camera connection. Focus. Yeah. Yeah. So, like... I am a photographer, and they were, like, when you do video like that, a lot of it's manual focus, and it was, like, on focus on his hair, but not his eyes.
Yeah, it was weird, and I've never noticed this.
I'm wondering what the fuck happened that episode. I'm gonna Google it after this.
Maybe it's in the goofs.
I didn't see it in the goofs. I, like, scammed them, but this is season 2,
episode 14. Yeah, I don't know, but there, and it happened throughout the episode.
It was weird. It happened, especially at the end, that last, like...
Yeah, with exchange between Derek and Meredith when she was dropping the dog off.
Yeah, it was weird.
Heart valve, smart valve.
Yes.
You know.
It was weird. Now that I'm, like, looking at this, I feel like not as much happened, but I liked it.
I felt like there was a lot of, like, funny moments.
Yeah, it was a light episode.
Oh, we could talk about the speech that George gives Meredith at the end.
Oh, yeah.
In the, locker room or whatever. He just pretty much stands up for himself to Meredith. And, like, I'm worthy and, like, I'm more than this dog thing. Yep. And
I lived down the
hall from you, like...
I wrote, I love this George speech.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was, like, finally time for him to do that. And also, I don't think Meredith wasn't upset about it. She's like, yeah, you're right. I was being a dick. I actually want to see, isn't there a way that we can see the whole script? I'm sorry, listeners. I'm, like, being, you know, how did we used to do that?
I don't know.
We did the cold reads. I really want to read his speech, that's why, just because I thought it was so good. But anyways, I just liked that he stood up for himself, and I liked that he was, like, very... I think, like, he got encouragement from Miss Larson and had his swagger back, and then, like, mm-hmm. he was running on adrenaline.
We also have to remember he loves Meredith.
Yeah, and which was a bold speech to give her.
Yeah, yeah. I think something happens soon. Spoiler alert. I'm not going to say it. But, like, all you listeners, you know, I think... A little something happens, and I'm thinking it's next episode, but I can't remember. Abby doesn't think
I don't
it is.
Think it's quite yet.
I feel like it is, but you're probably right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, should we read Goofs? Maybe things will come up to talk about.
Yeah.
I really wish I could find that speech. Okay.
Is there anything else? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Wait, do you want to rate it first, or do you want to do that after?
Well, let's do Goofs first. Okay.
So, Bailey mentions she is... This is the stupidest fucking goof.
What does it say?
Bailey mentions she is 47 months pregnant, though it's obviously meant to be hyperbole.
Are you... no fucking shit, whoever wrote that.
Wait, guys, I thought she was 47
months pregnant. Because that is the gestation period of
That'd
a human.
That'd be like a four-year-old. 48 months. Yeah. Okay, stupid goof. The nurses put forth a 10-day advance notification for their strike. Oh, notes and trivia. This must be just trivia.
Oh, okay.
The song Sophie Larsen sings is Stormy Weather by Ethel Waters, which you knew. There's no fucking goofs. What a waste.
This is a disappointment.
What a waste.
Honestly.
Oh, I found Georgia's speech.
You want to read it?
Yeah. It says, I know you've been going through a bad time. I know you miss Shepherd. And I know that your life, admittedly, has been pretty unpleasant these days. You get points for breathing in and out. You get to be a little selfish, but you don't get to choose a dog over me. I'm George. I sleep down the hall from you. I buy your tampons. I have held your hand every time you've asked me to. I've earned the right to be seen, to be respected, to not have you think of me as less than a dog you got from the pound. So I'm not moving out. Whether you like it or not, I'm staying. I love that. I love it because I deserve to be seen. I've earned the right to be seen.
That's such a great line. It's true. Yeah. He has. Well, everyone deserves to be seen.
Right. Can you imagine being... whatever, what's his name? Elliot, TJ, what's the actor's name?
Oh, what is his name?
It's like an initial and then...
T.S. Elliot?
T.S. something. Yeah. Is that it?
I don't know.
Either way. Can you imagine like being this person that plays this character that always gets shit on and then getting that monologue and being
you would feel so good.
Yeah, I love that.
What do you rate it?
I feel weird giving it a 5, but I really... That's pleasant.
Totally fine.
And Miss Larson gave me GGBs, so 5.
I'm going to give it a 4, Scalpels.
We are so low raters.
I'm going to rate something very high.
But I feel like it's going to go to like a 10, and then we never have that in between.
No, I don't think I'll rate it a 10.
Okay.
But I think I'll rate it pretty high.
Oh. Anything else?
Do we have any spoiler alerts or anything?
I mean, you probably aren't even caught up.
No, I'm not even caught up right now.
It's really good.
That's what I hear. So
you should. I actually am actually liking this current season.
Oh, great. So it's better than the first episode.
Is that the only one you've seen?
Yeah.
Oh my God. The second tour is so much better.
Okay. I need to watch. I just don't really have a way to watch
music,
it.
Good music. You don't have Hulu? We've talked about this. Yeah. Okay.
I'll find a way though.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So, I wish we had more to talk about, guys, but you know, it's a chill night and... So it's going to be a short little episode tonight.
That's fine.
Sorry, probably because we deleted our first intro.
Yeah. I mean, we already got all our shit out and then we had to re-record it, which it's fine. It happens. Technology.
It happens.
It's totally fine.
But big ones are coming up.
Yeah. I would say within the next couple episodes here, guys, we're going to have like a 4-hour podcast coming out. It'll be like 20 minutes.
We're like, wow, that was intense. We're going to be done now.
Yeah, much to say.
All right, we love you guys.
Do you want to call Time and Death?
I do, and also I just wanted to remind you guys that
you have to hit the side.
Just wanted to remind you guys to make your way to iTunes and leave us a review. We have like 41 reviews, but there's about 250 of you that listen to this every week. So if you could please be so kind and leave a review. If you feel like this message is being spoken directly to you, know that it is.
Yeah.
And
we're not shaming you.
No, it would just, I'm kind of shaming you. It would really mean a lot to leave a review. So please do. And find us on Instagram at the On Call Room Pod. Yeah. And keep tweeting at Janine Mason to have her on our show.
Also, the Facebook listener group
is popping.
Like, just people, like 72 comments.
Such
on
beautiful
one thing.
Conversation.
I'm loving it.
I love that you listeners are like throwing questions out there.
Yeah.
I think that that's been really awesome.
If you want to throw a question out there that you want us to talk about on the next episode and we can read some things, some of your responses, or if there's a topic that you think would flow into the podcast, let us know. That's a good place to let us know.
That's perfect. We love you guys.
What are you doing?
Time of Death. 2107. That was a really
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day.
Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.